When we say cry about the death, we don't mean cry about the death of someone 100 years ago. Cry about the day, today. Look at it. What are you seeing? You don't see the death in me. I'm dying. This is the last word I'm giving to you. And Rumi was doing the same. Okay, well, I'm giving you the last words and I will die. So, now this is your responsibility. Keep it. Go on with it. Think about it like that. So, let's hear it.
Comparison of the heedless man who wastes his life and begins to repent and ask pardon when he lies in extreme distress on his deathbed, to the yearly mourning of the Shiites of Aleppo at the Antioch Gate during al-Shirah, and how a poet, who was a stranger, arrived on his journey and asked what was the cause of these shrieks of mourning. On the day of Ashura, all the people of Aleppo gather at the Antioch Gate till nightfall. Men and women, a great multitude, and keep up a constant lamentation for the family. During the Ashura, the Shiites wail and lament with tears and sobs on account of Karbala. They recount the oppressions and tribulations which the family suffered at the hands of Yazid and Shimur. They utter shrieks mingled with cries of woe and grief. The whole plain and desert is filled.
Okay. This was the first part. He said, okay, this is what Ashura is. Not the universal, he said, in that city. Okay, imagine that city, which are majority are the Shia. So they mourn, and everything is like this. It's great. Everybody participates because this is a civic ceremony. Everybody participates some way. Nobody will stay at home and watch the TV, which was not in the time of Rumi. So everything is like that. Now the stranger comes in. Yes.
A stranger, a poet, arrived from the road on the day of Ashura and heard that lamentation.
Did you understand it? Not completely, of course. Because he said, a stranger. He didn't say this, a stranger. He said, Yek Qaribi. And Qarib in Persian language has two meanings. One is a stranger. But the real meaning is a strange. This is the strange fellow. Who is the strange fellow? Who is not the copy of the others? This is the unique fellow. So, a unique fellow, what? Poet. What does that mean? Two meanings again in Persian language. Sha'er. Sha'er has two meanings. One is the poet. But the real meaning of that word means the intelligent fellow, the one who has shu'ur. That's the sha'ir. So, an strange, intelligent fellow, in a way. What? He arrived from the path. That's how it happened. You see how strange he puts it? strange intellectual fellow arrived from the path that day of Ashura and healed that morning. Yes.
He left the city and resolved in that direction. He set out to investigate those shrill cries. He went along, asking many questions in his search. What is this sorrow? Whose death has occasioned this mourning? It must be a great personage who has died. Such a concourse is no small affair.
Okay. What happened? Did you listen? He left the city and came to this stuff. Do you remember we talked about the city? The bird of your mind, if towards the city, his head is okay. If it's towards the tree, the tail is okay. Do you remember we talked about it? Because we know what's the meaning of civilization. That he left the city and decided about this way to understand, to dig the reason of all these nonsenses. So he had these questions that what's happening? Who was this fellow? How important was this fellow that everybody is doing all this? Yes.
Inform me of his name and titles, for I'm a stranger, and ye belong to the town. What is his name and profession and character? In order that I may compose an elegy on his gracious qualities. I will make an elegy, for I am a poet, that I may carry away from here some provision and morsels of food.
So he's asking for help, that please tell me, give me the information. I will make something that will keep this somehow for the history, because this is what Marsillier is, that I will write it down poetically so it will continue to be. Yes.
Eh, said one, are you mad? You're not a Shiite. You're an enemy of the family. Don't you know that the day of Ashura is mourning for a single soul that is more excellent than a generation? How should this anguish be lightly esteemed by the true believer? Love for the earring is in proportion to love for the ear. In the true believer's view, the mourning for that pure spirit is more celebrated than 100 floods of Noah.
The exaggeration and explanation about what? About that we don't need that effort of you to make it permanent. It is permanent because we are doing so. And you don't understand. You know what is the value of love? The earring. The stuff that they hang in here. Not the stuff that goes in your ear and you understand what I mean. If you just hang it here. I mean, hanging on something will do it. And you're silly because you're not from us. Period. Now the answer, yes.
The poet's subtle discourse in criticism of the Shiites of Aleppo. Yes, said he, but where is the epoch of Yazid? When did this grievous tragedy occur? How late has it arrived here? The eyes of the blind have seen that loss. The ears of the deaf have heard that story. Have you been asleep till now, that now ye have rent your garments in mourning?
He's talking about time. That death we were talking about, one of the subjects of that death and rebirth is time. He says, what about the time? Were you asleep? This happened so many years ago, now you are crying. Yes?
Then, O sleepers, mourn for yourselves, for this heavy slumber is an evil death.
Your problem is this, being late for something. And you're so late that we should mourn for you. You should mourn for yourself. If your morality is a silly copy of the people a couple of thousand years ago, mourn for yourself, because you don't understand now. We are living now, in this time. I always say, excuse me, I'm not living in the time of Rumi even. In the time of Rumi, nobody knew about galaxy and the microbes. Now what? Now I know about the galaxies, I know about the microscopic existence, even further down. Then what? Then I'm living a different life, and I have to dig this one, understand this one, because do you remember I talked about responsibility? That is the trick. I have to be responsible. For what? For what I'm doing now. So I should understand now. Talking about somebody who walked on the water. This is the time that Earth was the center of existence. Now it's ridiculous. We know it cannot be like that. So we have to understand now. Yes.
A royal spirit escaped from a prison. Why should we rend our garments, and how should we gnaw our hands?
You're talking about death? Okay. Your Imam Hussein died? Okay, let's read something and memorize it. Then so what? Because it's not only him. Do you want me to count the good, fantastic people who died? Let's say a prayer and forget that. Come back here. Do not make the death a subject of mourning. Understand the death as steps of change, because you are here to understand the necessity of your death. You are here to die from what you are and be reborn enlightened. This is what the meaning of change is. Yes.
Since they were monarchs of the religion, 'twas the hour of joy when they broke their bonds.
Yeah. We finished this miserable life on the earth and went to the paradise you're imagining. Good for him. So what? Yes.
They sped towards the pavilion of empire. They cast off their fetters and chains. 'Tis a day of kingship and pride and sovereignty. if thou hast an atom of knowledge of